I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns the history behind a fourth-generation recipe for beach plum jelly.
Timothy Sayer's family has been selling beach plum jelly since 1932.
My grandfather is credited with being the first person to ever sell wild beach plum jelly in Wellfleet.
Tim and I are standing on the back steps of his family jelly business. It sits on the corner of Route 6 and Briar Lane in Wellfleet.
There used to be a barn where the flashing light is, and they used to have a vegetable fruit stand that sat where Moby Dick sits now. This part of the business opened in 1932. When my grandmother put 8 jars of beach plum jelly out for sale on the stand with the stuff.
The jars went fast. Tim's grandfather, Leroy Wiles, started doing the picking so that his wife, Esther, could make the jelly in bulk. Good picking spots were a well-guarded secret.
You know, they've actually used to have party lines, and they wouldn't even talk about it on the telephone. We are on the fourth generation with, you see, our daughter running around here, and we still use the same recipe as my grandmother used.
Tell me about making beach plum jelly.
Well, I won't tell you the recipe, but I'll tell you what you do. First, you go find the beach plums. Could be yellow, they can be red, they can be purple, and they can be almost black. It depends on the bush itself.
It can be hard to tell just by looking at a bush whether or not the fruit is ripe.
You eat one. That's what I do. And if it's tart and juicy, it's ready to go. And then you bring them back, and you have to press them.
How do you do that?
We have an oak press. And obviously we do more than a pound or two at a time. And you press them down and you gather the juice.
This is a pretty unusual technique. Most recipes for beach plum jelly have you boil the fruit with a little bit of water, then strain out the pits and skins to get the juice. The press Tim uses is just like one you'd use for making apple cider or wine. The family makes so much beach plum juice that they can't make it all into jelly during the season.
We can the juice. Like you did back in 1932. All our juice is in glass jars because it doesn't change the flavor.
Tim and his family can between 15 and 50 gallons of beach plum juice each summer, depending on how much fruit they're able to buy.
This year has been a really great year for us, so we're taking as many as we can get from everybody. In fact, someone just came in 10 minutes before you arrived and brought in like 30 pounds of beach plums. They'll be bringing in another 60.
The going rate for beach plums is $2.50 a pound, and a pound of plums yields enough juice for roughly 2 8-ounce jars of jelly.
Take the juice, you mix it with the secret ingredients, the sugar, you cook it, and when it's the right consistency, you pour it in jars and you cap it up and you have beach plum jelly.
Tim's wife, Terry, makes the jelly in small batches, with roughly 16 to 20 8-ounce jars coming from each pot. When I asked him his favorite way to eat the jelly, he laughs.
My wife doesn't give me any of this, but no, I'm just joking. My actual favorite way to eat it is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Some people like it right out of the jar or served with meat. I like mine best the traditional way on hot buttered toast. Beach plum season runs from mid-August through the end of September or early October. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about the wild beach plum, Prunus maritima, on our website, where you'll also find a recipe for beach plum jelly. That's at capeandislands.org, along with our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.